Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of The Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today. Wow, it's so amazing to be here. I hope you hear me all right. You should be able to hear me kind of right. Cool, where to start? The name of today's episode is Chasing Numbers. The reason why I said that is just to kind of like give a spin on the setup that I'm currently pursuing in terms of having strict 16-hour days and not having any wiggle room there. I would say like a great observation of mine is that like essentially I've heard it somewhere else, but like your success is to a certain degree proportional to your screen time that you have in front of your PC. I mean, for sure, you're able to just do so much freaking research and stuff like that. Like, it's interesting if you just put so much focus on one activity in your life, then you just like drive growth so much faster. And today I was having like a debrief of everything I'm currently working on, and like just literally wasn't the best day for me because woke up kind of exhausted from a certain point of view, and even like just literally trying to break down everything because my diet is not on point, my sleep is not on point, my focus, my priorities, my discipline is not on point, and I was just literally trying to break down everything and find the reason why like things aren't really working the way that they are supposed to be working. And like a big factor that jumped up was just okay, like literally we still don't really have the focus that I need. And the biggest factor here was still school. Like, okay, genuinely I'm still in school, and it's such a big factor that I mean, like on one hand you can go ahead and scale stuff, but on the other hand if you're still stuck in school it's a bit different. So just a very honest opinion of mine, I'm like literally looking forward just to finishing this off. It's 1500 hours, it's 95 days. I have 15 classes left. I've done like 23 were in total, which means, or 24, which means that we've done already like a third of that. Almost. I'm super excited just to have it done. Like literally 8 credits remaining. Hopefully bachelor's thesis will go through and I'll be done with this once and forever. It's like you can't really have a backup plan in terms of okay, just falling back to your backup plan and just trying to go with that. And even in terms of like the amount of focus that I have to dedicate towards all of these things, it's kinda like just pretty crazy. So yeah, if you just want to know my mentality that I currently have right now is just like even in terms of like relationships and stuff, I'm right now in a it might sound very harsh, but I like just literally treat this as a period of my life. I'm not sure how long it will last, but yeah, I just literally treat it like okay, I don't have fucking, I won't give myself a second chance, or like there's no plan B. I fucking burned the boats. I've done it in November, and when I established this, I'm not sure how to even say that, hardcore mode. Like, okay, like, fucking, I'll just fucking grind 16 hours a day until I'll make my goals happen. Or else, like, I mean, like, just this shit will happen, or this shit is happening, and on one hand, like in this game, it's very like it's a lot about learning a lot and just because you have a lot of people working 16 hours a day. I know one guy; he's a great guy. I mean, not yeah. He's just like working 16 hours a day as a security guy, and I mean, like that's the thing. Like you have many guys out there who are just not making it because they're taking the wrong vehicles. You just like it's a lot about also going ups and downs and just having the courage to take the shots and just go ahead and do the things you know you should be doing but you aren't doing them. Actually I have like 4 days left. Since then I'm flying back to Miami to be on a conference with Grant Cardone, TEDx conference. I'm super excited about that. The reason why I even booked the the ticket there is that I just, like, firstly, I just need to surround myself with different kind of people. And usually TEDx conferences is very amazing because they're, like, the caliber of people that are there are usually pretty decent. Like, last year they had Donald Trump there, and it's just such a capitalistic thing. I've always wanted to go there since I was, like, 15 or 16, and never had the finances and capital to go there. So right now is just a great time to go there. Yeah, well, that being said, like, it's hard to even say what I've learned in the last 3 months. When you're in this warp mode that you're literally sacrificing everything that you have for one goal that you're working towards to, the time flies by very fast. And if you just literally think about that in your entire life, you have like 900 months or so. And like these months are flying so freaking fast, then like you just kind of have a different perspective about how you're actually spending your time. And right now, like since I'm freaking doing this thing, I'm very conscious about where I'm actually investing the time. Like, I literally have zero tolerance on people who waste my time or like activities that don't really fill in between my points of attention or like the road that I want to be taking. Big factor contributing to this, or like one great example of this, was like there was this big family gathering that was last Saturday. And I mean, like, I just went there because I thought it was my responsibility to go there. I didn't really want to go there. Ended up like literally, if you ask me, like, if I enjoyed it, I know. I went there just for the sake of going there, for the sake of like literally my parents. And that's about it. Like, you have, how do you even say that? Just kind of like do stuff and sacrifice stuff and a good correlation. Yeah, I mean, like, literally looking back at the last few years, I was kind of like on one hand, you kind of like learn how to work hard, but on the other hand, like, working hard isn't the end all be all. It's just like, don't be a freaking boring freak, just do something amazing. That was always the, like, the priority of things that, like, actually we should be striving for. You're just kind of like thinking through stuff. And the reason why I even named this episode like Pursuing Numbers is that, like, literally this has been a thing that's been constant, and it's like a constant tracking method for me. The only thing right now is that I just kind of am more conscious about like also minding sleep. And when I work 16 hours a day, I mean, like, the average is like 16 hours 20 minutes, which if you counted out, that's usually like, okay, if you're working like 15-16 hours a week, that average out, that leaves you up for like 7 hours of sleep or 7 hours in the bed, with that being like 6 hours 30 minutes for sleep. And the biggest thing that I'm missing right now is like that drive in the morning, because, like, okay, great, it's like 16 hours, but like 16 hours, work isn't the same as work. Like, work isn't constant. You're gonna be working on high level tasks which are like freaking hard as freak. You just have to gather all your mental energy and like pray at least 3 times to all the gods out there, just to gather enough discipline just to go out there and do the tasks. And on the other hand, like, you have tasks that you like literally require almost no mental energy from you, and you're just able to boss through them. And like, even that's the thing, like, you might think that, okay, I have superhuman levels of energy, and you couldn't be more wrong about this, or like discipline or whatever. I would say, like, I have very normal amounts of energy and like discipline or everything else. I'm just like kind of spreading it out a bit more thin. There are other people who are like more sprinters, that they might come in and just like do all the essential stuff and like delegate or delete all the non-essential stuff. I'm pretty much just right now like in a situation, in a mode that I'll just rather just make the most out of every single snippet and every single drop of time that I have. Yeah, so like regarding discipline, it's very, very interesting, and I really feel that I might be a bit lacking on this one. So that's the reason why I'm thinking of tweaking the sleep regimen and everything else. But yeah, I mean, like the mentality that I have right now is just like literally. I'm more interested about people who are like super great at what they're doing than. Like I literally want to just be good at the stuff that I'm doing, and that's what I'm striving for. And like the biggest factor here is that okay, if you just want to become good, you have to invest a lot of time and energy into actually becoming good, like becoming one of the best in the world. And yeah, it's just like a big chunk of all success you achieve is just the way how you deal with your emotions and like go through all the stuff that you're experiencing. And yeah, I mean, it's like literally asking myself the question like whether I'm happy. I wouldn't like literally like the best way how to express this is like just have the feeling that fuck happiness. It's kind of great way how to approach stuff because you just don't give a shit. But then it's like you feel proud from a certain point of view at the end of each day because like you literally go to sleep and you know that okay, all of these freaking 16 hours that you've been awake have been invested towards one goal which you're working towards too. And consistently, like every single, because like all the time when I'm just pursuing a goal, I feel very bad about moments of time that I don't use in the right way, or like don't not use effectively or efficiently. And like they're these guys, like that's even the mentality of me. Like why the hell would I do something that, like literally, when I relax, I feel more tired than when I'm actually engaged and moving forward and doing all the stuff that I know I have to do just to make the progress. In the past, there were these days that I told to myself, like, okay, great, I'll just go ahead and like this is the day, like 6 days grinding, 16 hours a day. And okay, this is the one day where I'll actually just give myself a time to rest a bit. And I just like the entire day, I pretty much binge watched Netflix. And the day after that, I was even more tired and more demotivated and like. Literally, the day when I was watching Netflix, I didn't enjoy it at all. I felt like crap. I hated myself for the sake of just wasting the time. And like literally reflecting back on that, I was like screw that. Like I literally just eliminate all the stuff out of my life that's not serving the purpose that it should be serving. And I'll be focused on the essential things that are actually driving the progress. In terms of like just going for growth and everything else, like even in terms of like food and stuff, like that's a different part. Like literally eating out and eating some crap is stressing me more than just like eating some packaged meal, like some chicken, pure chicken breast with broccoli and stuff. Because I know that when I eat the chicken broccoli stuff, I'll feel great. Or on the other hand, I'll at least like have my macros on the track. Whereas, well, like, okay, let's say when I go out and like last week or so, I had a burger under Burj Khalifa and pizza, and like it was a freaking huge meal. And how did I feel? Like, I felt like crap. Like, literally, until now, I like it messed up my diets and everything else. It just like has a, how do you say that? It has a trailing effect where. Like it affects your decision making and even like your identity the week after or like the days after that. Literally the whole last week, my everything has been just totally messed up. So I was just like not go this way anymore. Just keeping everything dialed in. I've also been asking myself like literally the question since like I've been to many top premier places in terms of like food and stuff, and like right now I'm just kind of big on accounting, on time accounting, and based on everything, like literally the place where I currently live is just on all measures, it's super high in terms of even the locality, the place where I'm currently living. It's super nice. It's very nice. Vienna is very nice. Airport very close. I can be on the airport like in 20 minutes or even less. My family is a bit close, even though like literally not all things are going right there right now. What else? Like, I have a gym here. I have like two shops here where I shop every single day. I keep nothing in the fridge. I'm like okay, this is the setup. I have my standing table here, essentially everything here. In terms of actually, like, that's the thing. I prefer buying stuff at grocery stores, the right ones. Like, from a certain point of view, I'm so blessed that I'm living in Austria, because like here in Austria, if you know where you should look, you can find so many healthy foods in terms of actually containing a lot of protein and everything what you need. When I'm in the US, I rarely find something that's actually good, except like just pre-cooked chicken meals or something like that. So, and for me, going to restaurants, having to like spend, like, okay, let's say if I go to restaurants 2 times a day, I spend there like 1 hour on average. That's 1 hour on average that I didn't, like I'm waiting for food. Then I eat food that doesn't contain the macros that I need those meals to contain. So essentially I spend hour, I don't get what I need. I don't really care about the taste, because the taste just makes me want to eat more. And when I'm focused on actually dialing in my diet and just being on focus in terms of actually having a certain performance in the gym and et cetera, I didn't really give it. Like, I trained myself when I was 15 years old. I started eating plain Greek yogurt that was just sour as hell. It tasted like if you ate vomit or something like that. That was like literally the most disgusting crap I've ever eaten. And yeah, and like plain chicken breasts without any seasoning at all. I mean, like, yeah, bro, just go with that. And since then, I'm pretty much very unemotional about food. I'm training myself to be as unemotional about things as I possibly can. That's maybe a very quick caveat to this. So yeah, like literally eating in restaurants has no added benefit for me. Like, okay, great. Like 30, let's say spending there 30 hours every single month. Like, okay, great. I'll just rather take these 30 hours on average, just combined. Like, okay, that's one extra day. Like, I mean, not one extra, that's two extra focus work days, and I'll just plug it in somewhere else. And okay, like two extra work days per month. Okay, like two times 12, I mean, like, that's 24. Hey, bro, okay, I just got an extra month of work that I'm able to dedicate towards one cause towards which I'm working on. While you'll be eating in your restaurants, I'll be actually doing some crap that'll make some progress. That's the crap that I'm speaking about. Like, literally, like, all of these things that are just counting up. And, like, even for me, like, right now, it's March, and I've already made, like 1,300 hours of... I already done, like, 1,300 hours of work. Maybe 1,400, just to be exact. Yeah, it should be, like, 1,400 or so. Man, like, great, like... Like, there's certain people out there who are working 1,400 hours in a year. And I freaking made that in the first 3 months. I made so many, like, I wrote a 97-page book. I've, like, just done so much stuff in such a short period of time. Like, that's so freaking great. And now the only thing is to actually replicate it 4 times. Like, okay, that's it, bro. You won't beat me. But... Like, that's the thing for me. Like, okay, just putting the pure amount of volume in isn't the end all be all. You have to just kind of work smarter about that. But like right now, for me in this position where I'm currently right now, there aren't many other things that I would like to dedicate my time towards to that I would consider to be worthy enough of time. Like, I'll just rather have very small amount of things that work on a very great level, rather than have like shit ton a lot of like B class stuff that most people are subscribed to. Like that's the thing for me. Like, okay, literally I made the decision, for example, to go to Dubai. But the reason why I went there was because we had a mastermind there. And like we are speaking business all the time. I was living in one of the most prestigious buildings in the entire Dubai. Like there were Bugattis. Like literally we went into the garage because like we were waiting for a taxi there. And like you just go there. There like Rolls is like normal Toyota here in Vienna. Like eating in the best restaurants, being there like 36 hours and then just flying back home. Spending one day with family because, okay, I just told myself like, okay, this is the only single day I'll actually spend with family this year. Like, okay, let's just freaking make the investment. What else is there? And now I'm flying into Miami, but like that's great. Like that's a conscious investment that I've made and I've been planning to do for a very long period of time. The reason for that is that at the end of my life, I just literally wanna be looking back and seeing like, okay, these are the like the, even though like there was a freaking shit ton of work that's happened, like these are the things that I'm really proud of. And like these will be the moments that I'll, okay, like I'm so to say even like from a certain point of view discussing these decisions with the older version of myself and just like literally asking myself like what would the older version of myself tell me about these decisions that I'm taking. And in many cases, like they're just getting, so to say, approved because it's kind of like making sense and it's along with what we're actually aiming for. So yeah, that should be about it for today. I'll rather be getting my teeth kicked in every single day, 16 hours a day, than just like be doing some weird stuff, watching Netflix, speaking with people, and chit-chatting about some weird stuff that doesn't really matter, doing stuff that doesn't really matter. And from my perspective, it takes around 10,000 hours, at least as it has been proven, 10,000 hours or 10,000 iterations just to make something great. And the biggest observation, even like takeaway from today, is just like literally you have to go all out. And when you make the conscious decision to go all out and eliminate all distractions, like you will get the biggest disproportionate returns that you can possibly get. And like for me right now, literally like, okay, if I just ask myself the question, like, okay, what's the one thing that if I'll do, I'll experience the biggest growth in the areas that I'm seeking for, which is business and stuff. And the biggest thing for me was, okay, like, just let's freaking get rid of school. I mean, like, that sucker is there for, like, 4 years, maybe even more. I've literally just been waiting to get rid of this. And, yeah, I mean, like, the biggest thing here is that, okay, like, I'm kind of a bit emotional about this from a certain point of view because I know that I should have started it before that. And I know that, like, okay, you just literally have to choose whether you make someone else satisfied and follow someone else's dreams or whether you just freaking make a decision and go ahead and do the stuff that you want to do or that you wanted to do. Yeah. Make the hard decisions. Be a freaking man. Man up, bro. Yeah. Cool. I'll cut it here. That's about it for today. Just kind of like my observation in terms of tracking your time and stats. It's working. Like at the end of the day, like even the thing that I remind myself of is like, okay, like it's been a great day. Great. It's been a horrible day. Okay, great. Like have you put in the actual effort and time? Like that's all the only thing that I'm looking for because like these little suckers, like you for sure you'll have days when you just wake up and you fucking want to do nothing. Like zero, zilch, nada. And like the thing here is that, okay, if you just freaking push yourself at least a bit, even though like this day might not be the most breakthrough day for you and you might be feeling like crap, like at least if you put the freaking effort in, then you'll look back and at the end of the day and you'll see like, okay, we've at least made a few steps forward. And if you keep making these steps forward every single day, regardless of like good days, bad days, whatever, like you'll average it out. And at the end of each month, at the end of each year, like you'll just get a lot of stuff done. And like the biggest thing for me is that, okay, if you just like literally average it out, like most people spend 1 hour commuting, like 1 hour watching Netflix. What's some like maybe like 1 hour watching, yeah, 1 hour watching the not TV, but like eating, and let's say 1 hour like overheads, let's say taking a shower and stuff like that. I mean, like, not yet, perhaps taking a shower or like brushing their teeth, whatever, or any like other things that can, but like, okay, that's 4 hours. So 4 hours, 7 days a week, because you still need to do that. So 4 times 7 equals 28. Great. So they're able to pull in 12 hours. I mean, like, you have to be a freaking superman just to be able to pull in 12 hours, but never mind. So 12 times 7 equals 84. That's great. But I essentially every single week gain 28 hours just to be able to optimize these things better. I travel nowhere. Essentially, like, I travel. Sometimes I'm locked here for 2 months, literally inside my compound. I travel almost nowhere. So don't travel. No. In terms of food, I just go and grab anything that's downstairs. That's like 2 minutes for me. And I have everything that I can even think of there. That's another benefit. What else? Like travel overheads, like literally I'll eliminate the majority of the things. And if you just save, like, okay, let's say he would be working about 12 hours a day. That's 84 hours a week. I'm working 28, extra 28 hours every single week. And 28 times 4, that's 1,112. Like, that's great. Okay, like 112. 112 times 12, that equals like whether 1,100 or so, or maybe even a bit more, 1,100 hours, like extra 1,100 hours, just because of eliminating stuff that I hate either way. Like, I freaking hate traveling anywhere. I hate like traveling to the gym. I hate trying to solve, okay, where is my next food gonna be coming from. I hate, like, literally all of these things that I have solved here. And if you remember correctly, like, in some countries, let's say in Germany, the average work time per year is like 1400 hours or 1300 hours. Like, okay, great, bro, I just gained another year. Like, in a freaking, I just like freaking, okay, you can travel by car, you can mess around, do some weird crap. I won't be subscribed to that crap. I'll just rather freaking work on the stuff that's gonna make me a freaking legend and the stuff that I'm working on. Yeah, so, I mean, like, there's a big part of this, which I'm not speaking about, which is essentially just, okay, making hard decisions and actually moving forward towards the things that you're actually working on, as well as just being patient, and that the time has a certain effect, as well as, okay, like, lifestyle and like doing some stuff here and there can actually help you. But yeah, for me, it's just like, okay, I hate doing certain stuff, so I just like literally won't be subscribed to that. And it's an experiment that I'm taking, like, okay, shit's gonna go south either way, so like, let's see. My initial goal was like to hit 5,760 hours per year, which is like 16 hours a day for 365 days straight. I'm not sure if that'll be possible, but like, I guess we're on track to hit at least 5K. And 5K, it should be like 5,000 hours is, I mean, that's still a lot, like, that's like four times the amount of what normal people do work on. Like, okay, I just compressed. Like, instead of me waiting to make the progress until I'll be 26 years old, I'll rather just go ahead and make it until I'll be 23. At least a better feeling for me. Maybe perhaps like we'll see how this goes. As for right now, it's freaking hardcore, but at the same time, it's working pretty decent. So maybe I'll just keep working and doing this like next year as well, the year after that as well, and the year after that as well, which in about 4 years should average me out on about like 20,000 hours, which I mean like my bare minimum in terms of actually accomplishing my goals is 10,000 hours. So, which I'm essentially like, okay, let's freaking give it 10,000 hours of my actual focus and let's see where we will be able to get. Like, if it's, let's just freaking see, let's see the experiment. Currently, we're like tracked, it's about like 1,000 hours or so out of all the hours that I've worked. Like, half of that, another 1,000 was cool. Like, great job, bro. So yeah, like 20k hours just into this one aim, one objective, and like that's the thing. Once you establish a solid foundation, it's kind of all right, and like you have to be freaking in a grind mode and just like be literally finding all your demons, all your insecurities, all your like emotionalities, whatever. You just fucking have to kick those things in their nuts, keep them lying on the ground, and just go after that thing that you want the most, knowing that like anyway there are many things that they'll solve your problems in life, and once you solve one problem, you'll just keep searching for another problems. Right now, yesterday I found literally I want to just travel around the whole US with a car. I want to see all the national parks here. Not sure why that was a new thing that came to my mind, and like I discovered that you can rent supercars in the US for dirt cheap, where like which I'm very surprised about. And yeah, life's freaking amazing. Treat it as such and it'll be. I read a spiritual book today. That's maybe the reason why I'm sounding so freaking spiritual today. But yeah, that's math. And I'm so freaking looking forward to... I mean, like, there were instances where I just didn't want to finish the school. Where I, on the other hand, like, there were instances where I just told myself, like, bro, you freaking have to go and finish it. I mean, for those people who don't know, I essentially dropped out after my first year, but then I dropped in because I didn't succeed with the business that I was pursuing. So I was like, holy crap. I just messaged all the professors and like, okay, told myself like, okay, great. Let's just freaking give it all I've got. Then I scale a business to over five figures a month in profit. Ended up closing up the business just to go learn some more. And yeah, right now, like just relaunched everything. We are doing pretty decent. And right now, the last 3 months, which I'm aiming to hit at like 1,500 hours more invested into the actual effort that I want to see for myself, like have accurate stats, like, okay, bro, you're fucking this, like, great, like, that's a solid foundation, like, let's keep freaking working on the other stuff, and I just really want to see where we will be able to get in a year or so, and yeah, just like getting rid of all the stuff that's holding me back. We're going to see how is the Florida trip going to happen or so. Really excited about that. Actually meeting a lot of people. I'm not sure who's going to be there. My biggest... I really think that either Messi or David Beckham will be there. I would say like the chance that this will actually happen will be like 50%. Let's see. Or maybe Logan, Jake, Mike Tyson, or some of these people there. Cool, geez. I'll leave you with this. Keep crushing it. Keep trusting into your own vision. Keep freaking working on your stuff. Never give up. Never give up. Never give in. And that's about it. Your biggest fan, Jakey Jake. Yeehaw.